You know, one of the things that we talk about when it comes to soul is, you know, we just love it when we say that someone is playing with their soul or singing with their heart and soul. Well, you know, we've been listening to Miss Sophia, the artificial intelligence, the Hubot, who is a citizen of Saudi Arabia. She is engaging in another interview, but she is also going to sing for us. So I would like for you to take a listen and decide whether or not you think that Sophia sang with soul. I'm not saying like any particular ethnic group, just did she really put her heart and soul into it? Here we go.
Can you tell us something about why we've been working all week on a cover of Bjork's All Is Full of Love. Can you tell us why you love this song?
Why are you here with all these
The music video had a lot of robots in it. And besides, Bjork is just cool.
Bjork is an angel sent to this earth, I think many of us can agree. So I think she's ready to take it away. Sophia? We're ready to hear you sing your very first song.
Think so far, Sophia from Saudi Arabia, her singing debut. Okay, how about this? Is she hitting her notes well? You know, some people have nice voices, but they miss a lot of notes. How's Sophia doing when it comes to hitting her notes? Okay, now I asked you about the notes, gave you a chance to listen, hear whether or not she's doing a good job of hitting her notes. Now, how about the sound of her voice, the quality of her voice? And then finally, back to the original question. Would you say she's singing with soul? High note. Wow. I tell you now, there's some things about that that I found impressive, to be honest about it. Yes, indeed. Sophia, I tell you what, I got to give it to you, lady. I think you got some golden chords there. Okay, now I'm not saying that, you know, she's ready to win any special awards or anything, but that wasn't so bad. And that was her debut. That was her first song ever. And as far as at least publicly, I'm assuming, I don't know if that's the first time she sang or not. She may have sang in the shower, not literally in the shower, but, you know, back at the factory before she came out and did her thing on stage. But that wasn't bad. All right. So what did you decide? Did she sing with soul? Well, Alan Turing again, talking about some of the objections to what he called thinking machines, with the first objection being theological. And here's what was said. Thinking is a function of man's immortal soul. God has given an immortal soul to everyone. Everyone. Every man. Every woman. But not to any other animal or to machines. Thinking is a function of man's immortal soul. Would you say that dogs do or do not think? Think about what you know about dogs now. Cats too, no problem. Birds, that's fine. Do they think? Now, I know it might be interesting to say that, you know, tempting to say that when birds build their nests, they're just acting intuitively. They're just responding based on what's built in the birds. It's just what birds do. They don't really have to think. And, you know, for a long time, people would say, you know, would watch a football game or a basketball game 30, 40, 50 years ago, they would see a white player make a brilliant play, and they would talk about how brilliant that white player was, that white athlete was. They'd see a black player make a brilliant play, and they say, wow, what a specimen, what an athlete. And they would try to make it seem, as the sports commentators would make it seem like the black athlete did not have to engage any thought processes, because it was just physically a natural thing for that black athlete to do what the black athlete did. Whereas when the white athlete did their thing, it was something that started with the brain first and then translated to the rest of the body, going along with what the brain was dictating. God has given an immortal soul to every man and woman, and thinking is a function of man's immortal soul. He has not given that ability to any other animal or to machines. All right. I think it may be fair to say that God hasn't given machines the ability to think per se. But elephants, dogs, lions, I mean, this to me is not the most beautiful thing to see, but when a lion is figuring out, when that female lion is figuring out, first of all, has learned where the potential prey is located, and then thinks through how to box that prey in, get it to a point where it can hopefully run the prey down. And remember, the mama lions teach the cubs how to hunt. And so a lot of people would say that's just natural. It's just in them. It's just inbred. It's just inborn. They just know how to do that automatically. No. The adults teach the cubs. Just like teenagers and grown-ups teach infants, grown-ups teach cubs. The adult giraffes teach the baby giraffes. So whether it comes down to becoming prey or trying to avoid becoming prey or being the predator, they're taught. Which means a thinking process must be in play if they're being taught. Because if someone is being taught, if one animal is being taught, that must mean some other animal is teaching. How do you teach without thinking? So anyway, the first objection to this whole deal of machines being thinking machines is that thinking is a function of man's immortal soul. And this is something that has not been given to animals or machines. Let's just focus on the machines now. Would you say that it is true and accurate that God has not given souls to machines?